This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Front Range air quality could be unhealthy again today. A state health department ozone alert covers Fort Collins and Greeley, Denver, and Colorado Springs. The state is also warning people about unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke in parts of Rout County near the Morgan Creek wildfire north of Steamboat Springs. The state health department is texting parents and guardians of children who may have missed their second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Those messages start today. In the text, the state is offering help on how to find a vaccine provider to get the second dose in children 12 to 17 years old. The state is sending the message in English and in Spanish. The body of a third person who died during flooding and mudslides in Poudre Canyon has been found. One person is still missing. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office was notified Monday that a man's body was found in the Poudre River a day after another man was found dead in the waterway. Last week, a woman's body was found near the small community of Rustic after a mudslide sent a wave of debris into the Poudre Canyon. Hotels in Colorado Springs had the third highest occupancy rate across the U.S. last month. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Of all the available rooms in Colorado Springs, nearly 85% of them were filled in June. The Gazette reports that's above the national average among the 165 cities measured by research firm STR. When you tweak the criteria and include cities not tracked by STR, Colorado Springs is the third highest in the state, behind Durango and Glenwood Springs. That data comes from the Rocky Mountain Lodging Report, which has a separate category for many ski resorts and places like the Broadmoor. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the 90s. This is CPR News.